certainly not a new name.
Well,
I didn't
old
even
name
know this
of the
guy was
name.
Still alive.
Is that not the old New Jersey Devil?
He was a devil, but his
Russian?
Greatest years were with Danny Heatley and the Atlanta Thrashers, the late, great Atlanta Thrashers. He put up some serious numbers when he was about 20 years old. Ilya Kovalchuk, we're talking about, went to New Jersey, didn't do nearly as much, signed a massive long-term deal. I think the last time he played, he had like 30, 31 points, and it was about 6 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, I hear the Bruins might be interested in him.
Look, he did. He's 35. Yeah. So it's not like he's 50, okay? 35. We're talking about Alex Ovechkin. Alex Ovechkin's 32 and put up great numbers this year, in which I think he had 49 goals or something this year.
But he does that every year.
Okay, but I'm just saying that we're talking about a 32-year-old who was one of the best offensive players in the league. I do believe that a 35-year-old could come here and be a third or fourth line player.
Well, that's what he wants. That's exactly what I was going to say. They need a little
him.
Pop because so, their starters got hurt. I mean, the first stringers, the first teamers got hurt last year, and that kind of hurt them in the playoffs.
So, 35 years old, I don't believe that he's washed up. He did help lead Russia to a gold medal in the Olympics, and I understand the Olympics were watered down because of no NHL players, and Russia was set up best because they had Kovalchuk and Pavel Datsyuk and guys with accomplished NHL careers who are now playing in the KHL. But, look, I don't know what the money would be, but I'd be interested as a third, fourth line depth option that can provide some scoring. You went out and got Rick Nash to try to be a depth scoring option who's got some age behind him and some tread on those tires. So why not give Kovalchuk a try if it's affordable?
And he's going to have to know that he's coming in as far as contracts at the absolute bottom of the barrel. I mean, you're not going to give him $5-6 million guaranteed for next year. They simply don't have it, at least not in Boston.